Welcome to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's Word. I'm your host, Jennifer Elwood. And today we are in chapter 19 of Counting Up to Christmas, 24 Gifts from the Gospel of Luke, and we will receive the gift of transformation. So read Luke 19 if you haven't yet. And if you have a copy of the book or can access the graphic on social media, I just have to point out the picture today. I actually, this was commissioned by a sweet friend named Cindy Frud. I originally asked her to look at the picture of the sycamore tree in Jericho that is, by tradition, the tree that Zacchaeus would have climbed and been in. And she decided after a few drafts that she was going to try watercoloring a person because she just felt like he needed to be there. And she did. She learned how to draw people just for this beautiful painting. If you're in Yakima and you go to an art fair, search out Cindy Frud. She has absolutely beautiful work of a lot of landscape, watercolor. It's absolutely beautiful. And at any rate, I just love her interpretation of this moment. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. And now we will contemplate the verse together. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Luke 19:10, ESV. Are you enjoying the metamorphosis of decoration around your city? Yard leaves raked and trees barren. Perhaps there is a covering of snow blanketing the ground. Magical twinkling lights shine everywhere, at least in the U.S., that is. My family enjoys weaving up and down side streets in the evening when we have time to look at light displays. We yell, Christmas lights, and call out which side of the car to look. We also keep a tally of the number of homes that display a lit up baby Jesus somewhere in their outdoor decor. I'm so glad other people are able to tidy up sufficiently to showcase their beautiful display of lights. By this time of year, our American sycamore tree hasn't dropped half of its leaves, and the messy seed pods annoy us constantly. I wish the wintertime change would speed up so our garden cleanup would near completion, but that is impossible. It will take patience to witness the full transformation. The gift we're opening today. Speaking of sycamores, the less annoying fig variety that is, let's walk together through this portion of scripture. Our friend and fellow believer, Zacchaeus, helps us open the gift of transformation by climbing one of these trees. My name, Zacchaeus, means pure. The expectation to live an unblemished life began early. My parents expected me to morally stand tall, but how could I, short and poor as I was? As a child, people made fun of my size, and I hated it. Someday, I would make them pay. Literally. I went with my parents to pay Caesar one day and noticed the tax collector's nice clothing. He obviously earned or stole a lot of money. I wanted lots of money someday. Sure, the tax collectors demanded a little extra, but they needed to look good for their job. Everyone hated them, but I didn't care. When I grew up, I wanted this kind of life, the kind that didn't want for anything and required respect from everyone. My parents were frustrated when I got my first job. They didn't understand my needs. It didn't take long to have extra money and start living the good life. People were afraid of me because I possessed the real power of having a job in the Roman government. I could take extra from anyone and no one would say anything. It didn't take long to have a nice wardrobe and eat rich food every day. One day, I received a promotion to chief tax collector. I was sent to Jericho, the city of palms, and couldn't believe my luck. Those tall trees all over reminded me of how high up I finally was. Lucky me, This place is flush with cash. It is the only place in the world growing balsam, used to make the medicine and perfume that everyone wants. It's also on the trade route that goes everywhere. The economy was booming, and I got super rich, taking a cut from every single person who worked for me. I kept telling myself I deserved it, but something was starting to bother me. Occasionally, I would think back to my education of the scriptures and remember a Psalm of David. He asked the questions, "Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in this holy place?" The answer he gives is, "He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully." That is not me. I'm rich now and no one makes fun of my height anymore, but I'm not standing tall. Clean hands and a pure heart, like my name, are something I've polluted with evil actions. Is there anyone who can stop this corrupt life? I heard rumors about a man named Jesus up north on the Sea of Galilee, who was performing miracles and healing everyone. People said he was from Nazareth, but it must have been a mistake because everyone knows nothing good comes from there. I heard he was headed this way, and I decided I had to see him. A huge crowd surrounded him, and no one would let me get close. With my heart and mind racing, I bound up the route from through town and found a nice big sycamore fig tree to climb. I sat on a limb that felt like it was created just for me and waited in the shade of the leaves. I saw the crowd getting closer and felt lucky to have a bird's eye view of the event. Suddenly, Jesus saw me and approached me. Somehow he knew my name and invited himself to come to my house. I hurried down and led him on the way. The Pharisees grumbled, but I didn't care. I burst in the door and ordered a magnificent feast to be prepared. My house filled up for the first time in ages with all sorts of people. As time went on and I heard Jesus speak, the weight of every penny I ever extracted from my fellow man weighed me down. I'd heard that this remarkable man preached, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." I had no doubt that God was in my house, but where was my pure heart? I decided to believe, and I was transformed. I no longer desired blessing from people. I wanted the blessing of God. It was time to turn from sin and the weight of all the money I stole. I turned my gaze to Jesus and blurted out, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." A gasp rippled through the crowd. Somehow they knew I wasn't paying lip service, but really meant what I said. I would lose my wealth, but I didn't care about that anymore. Jesus, not surprised, looked right in my eyes and told me, "Today, salvation has come to this house." Sweet relief swept over me. He then said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." So very lost in my sin, I couldn't believe my luck. Well, not luck, blessing. Jesus sought short little me in the tree and sent me higher, forgiven and saved. Now that my transformation is complete, it's time to bring out my stockpile of money and begin the journey to set things right. It's time to fully receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of my salvation. Our prayer for today is this. Lord, we praise you for your transformational power. Thank you for this gift that by your grace we can experience. Please help us to be faithful in sharing that change you have brought about in our lives. We desire so very much to glorify you. Amen. I recommend listening to the worship song, Away in a Manger. And here is our Christmas quietude prompt. So today, meditate on our verse. I'm going to read it again. "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." And consider what God might desire to transform in you. And either spend some time in quiet contemplation or journaling with Jesus.